take control of the airwaves. Bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still plenty of stuff here to talk about tonight, but of course your phone calls are the primary elements, and I believe Joe is still with us. Joe, are you there in Indy listening to WXNT?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
All right, so welcome back. We told you something. You'd called in to comment on the whole school uniform aspect that we were discussing last hour, for those just tuning in. And Mark, you kind of took us off on a slight tangent, which is, I think, is a very eye-opening tangent for a lot of people, because they don't teach you this in government school.
Yeah, you'll never get this one.
They don't teach you that originally, when the Pledge of Allegiance was written, and it was written by a socialist, Pledge of Allegiance, which is nothing more than socialist indoctrination, state worship, state-loving indoctrination.
Right. There's no other country that has a pledge to the flag.
That it was written by this man who essentially, wasn't it his brother that was actually like a flag salesman?
I thought that Francis Bellamy himself was a flag salesman.
Isn't it? My understanding is that he is a socialist, I believe, but he wasn't a. I'm not sure that he was a national socialist. I thought it
no,
was
he was a
his,
Christian socialist. Is my understanding.
And it was his sister later who was a Nazi or something.
The Bellamy salute is what we're talking about. The Pledge of Allegiance came along with a certain hand gesture that young people were demanded of, that they had to make in order to say the pledge, and it was an outstretched hand high up in the air, as in the fascist salute. And it's called the Bellamy salute. You can go to Wikipedia and look for Bellamy salute, and there are pictures there that will show you American school children doing a fascist salute to the American flag. And it's a real shocker. And by the way, the Wikipedia entry about the Roman salute, which is what the Bellamy salute is essentially based on, says that on October 12, 1892, the Bellamy salute was demonstrated as the hand gesture to accompany the Pledge of Allegiance in the United States. The inventor of the saluting gesture was James Upham, a junior partner and editor of the Youth's Companion. Bellamy, the man who wrote the pledge, recalled Upham, upon reading the pledge, came into the posture of the salute, snapped his heels together, and said, "Now up there is the flag. I come to salute. As I say, I pledge allegiance to my flag. I stretch out my right hand and keep it raised while I say the stirring words that follow." Because of this similarity between the Bellamy salute and the Nazi salute that emerged in the 1920s in Germany, President Franklin Roosevelt instituted the hand-over-the-heart gesture to be rendered by civilians during the pledge instead of the Bellamy salute. So anyway, there's a little history lesson for you on that one, Joe. It's pretty shocking, huh?
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. But I'm not surprised. I mean, National Socialism, you can actually trace to this country anyway.
Oh, yeah, this is the birthplace of fascism, you're right.
Absolutely, you know, I mean, with Sanger and, yikes, what was the guy's name that Goebbels admired because of his ability to mold propaganda?
Good question.
Trying to remember,
But it was an American, is what you're saying. He admired an American.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, some of the most horrible things have come out of our country. You know, Planned Parenthood and
Wait a minute, Planned Parenthood is horrible?
Absolutely, Margaret Sanger was a racist.
Just curious. I mean, I understand people have problems with Planned Parenthood. I don't know. I don't go there myself. But then again, I'm not planning to have children, and I've already got a vasectomy, so it doesn't matter. But what's the objection with Planned Parenthood? I'm just curious.
Well, just saying her whole thing. It was all about eugenics, you know.
Yeah.
The whole eugenics movement, and if you look at it, even today, you want to find the abortion clinics. You want to find Planned Parenthood. They're usually in black and brown communities. You go and you don't find them in upscale communities.
No, there's one right here in my neighborhood. So maybe you're incorrect about that. There's one here in the neighborhood that I live in, and it is not, you know, it's not a poor neighborhood here in Keene, New Hampshire.
And New Hampshire is predominantly white. There's
so it would be difficult to find the black neighborhood in New Hampshire.
There's really no such thing as a black neighborhood. There are black people in New Hampshire, but there's not really a neighborhood like that in New Hampshire, and so it doesn't fit that stereotype.
I understand that what you're saying, that, you know, maybe the original foundation of Planned Parenthood was that, and indeed, you know, some people say the original founder of the car company of some sort. Not Ford was a socialist too, but don't they say bad things about Volvo or something like that Volvo was tied to Nazi money?
You're talking about Mercedes-Benz?
But maybe Mercedes-Benz.
There are horrible economic injustices that have caused a lot of black people to be poor. I mean, and a lot of these communities are that way for a lot of reasons. But the notion that it makes more sense to think that the Planned Parenthood centers would tend to crop up in places where there's poverty, because that's where unplanned pregnancies happen. That's where it's hardest for people to adjust their lives for children and things like that. It's kind of backwards.
Isn't it suspicious that the person who set it up, and I don't know anything about this either, I'm taking the caller's word for it, but isn't it suspicious that the person who set it up had these ideas of eugenics? Eugenics ideas a century ago were commonplace.
That is a good point, and there's probably something to that. I think it's probably evolved since then into more of a market-driven thing, that it's going where
it's
places
a way for
are...
young people to get birth control, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't see what's wrong with that. I mean, is there a problem just on that aspect, looking aside from the idea of eugenics? I mean, do you have an objection to the idea of young people being able to access birth control, Joe?
Well, I'm a practicing Roman Catholic, so that just says it all.
No, I hear you. I'm personally against abortion. But I'm not willing to use violence to stop people from doing it, and I don't think it makes it. I don't think it actually reduces abortions to try and use violence to stop it.
Well, yeah, but you're pointing out, so. Joe, is that Catholics are against birth control, period, right?
Absolutely, if they're true Catholics, yeah.
Wow.
Is it my understanding, though, that
not
the,
even
the
condoms?
Pope, the Pope has right, not condoms. So the Pope has come
crazy
out for condoms in the case of the possibility of venereal diseases being transferred back and forth. So he's for condoms in disease prevention. He's not for condoms if it's for pregnancy convention. Condoms, Joe, are a thought crime.
Yes, they are.
Thanks, Joe, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But,
you know,
but
rhythm,
his answer doesn't,
rhythm method.
His answer about you know, being a Catholic doesn't answer the question as to whether or not he's in favor or against people having access to those things. I mean, unless he believes that all people
should.
Answers
it. I mean,
unless he believes that all people should be just like he is.
Yeah, I don't know, but he said that it says it all.
I think he's against birth control. I mean, you know, that's...
Well,
that's
he's against birth control in the
that's
case
of... That's kind of the nature of religious belief, is that you think everyone should have your religious beliefs.
Well,
you know?
Like I just pointed out, Catholics aren't against birth control. They're not against condoms. They're against condoms being used as birth control. They're not against condoms being used as disease prevention.
Okay.
So, you know...
As of what, the last 10 years, or when was
it? The last year or
last
so.
Year.
Yeah, the Pope came out, and I think it's awesome that he did it. I mean, this is a guy who has a great deal of influence. He's been very proactive. He's addressed a lot of the problems in the Catholic Church over the last, that have plagued the Catholic Church over the last few decades. And I think he's been very progressive, and I'm for it. And I being progressive in the sense of, you know, religion and dogma and stuff like that.
Now, to your statement earlier, Dale, about religion wanting generally everybody to believe as they do. I mean, that's not always true about religions, right? I mean, I'm a Quaker. I don't care what other people believe. You can believe whatever
you want. Catholics. I mean, I don't know. It seems like...
Maybe the bigger religions, the organized
religions.
The ones
say
that need
that
to recruit and get
I don't know anything about, what the average Catholic on the street thinks.
That when you have dogma associated with your religion, that's basically believing that there are certain things factually true about the universe and having great faith in that and that everyone else should practice a certain thing because that's That's the nature of these organized religions. I mean,
you can take control of the airwaves here. 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your thoughts, your calls, about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Plus a little bit more on the smoking ban that is expanding in New York City. It's expanding outdoors. More coming up. And you knew this was going to happen, right? Because government never stops with its control. It's Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And don't forget, the website has a bunch of stuff that's all brought to you totally free, including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. to get signed up totally free. You can follow our updates via email, which is, I think, the most comprehensive way to do it. There's also, of course, Twitter and Facebook as well. You can get signed up whichever way works best for you or more than one. Go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update, I think it was early this morning, announcing that we've got two brand new members of the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got Andrea as well as Jamie, both on the Shrine. One of them a validated amplifier, the other one validated. We've got different categories in the Shrine. We'll tell you more about the Shrine here in a little bit, but you'll know this stuff first if you're on the news list at news.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates and graduate students, recent graduates, for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. You can visit Libertarian Internships to find out more. As far as the public policy goes,
LibertarianInternships.com.
What did I say?
You just left off the .com.
I'm sorry, I was skipping over to something else here, and you're right. LibertarianInternships.com. They have internships in more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C. and around the United States, working on issues ranging from privatization to energy policy and free speech. It's LibertarianInternships.com.
We're outside. We should have the freedom to smoke, said City Hall Park smoker Harvey Forbes. He told CBS 2's Maggie Hickey at New York's CBS station. By a vote of 36-11 on Wednesday, the city council approved a bill to ban smoking in all city parks, beaches, and pedestrian plazas. People who have made
New York City has beaches?
I guess.
I mean, I know a beach is wherever the water meets the land, but
yeah.
Yuck.
People who have been.
All I've got to say is,
yeah, it's always been weird to me that even lake shores are referred to as beaches, which yeah, I never thought of.
Doesn't seem that way to me either, yeah. Being from Sarasota, Florida, the home of the whitest beach sand in the world.
People, let's see, according to the story here, people who've
you
made
ain't there anymore, Mark, so stop bragging about it.
Council spokes bureaucrat said, people who made the decision not to smoke have civil liberties too, and their health and their lives should not be negatively impacted because other people have decided to smoke. Council members who voted against the ban said they see it as an invasion of individual rights and said some nice things about that being a slippery slope. Yeah, clearly. There's no constitutional right, they say, to smoke in city parks and beaches, so smokers have no legal recourse. But civil libertarians say the ban is just plain wrong. A John Jay College public management professor says he finds it hard to believe that secondhand smoke outdoors is harmful. But nonetheless, the law will be taking effect 90 days after Mayor Bloomberg signs it. And one of the bureaucrats said that she was very glad that New York was becoming a public health city. Smoking ban will cover some 1,700 parks and 14 miles of public beaches, plus boardwalks, marinas, and pedestrian plazas. In addition to beaches and parks becoming free of secondhand smoke, there would also be fewer cigarette butts littering the beaches, according to the bureaucrats. So everything's going to be better with a smoking ban outdoors. So you'll be able to maybe stand out in front of your home if you happen to have a yard in which to stand, which, you know, typically you don't do that in, you know, there really aren't very many yards in a lot of places in New York City. So, you know, they're just clamping down on your ability to put something in your lungs.
You know, I'm not fond of cigarette smoke. I'm not
Me
fond
either.
Of cigarettes. I, you know, these are not my favorite things in the world. Don't like the smell of them. But, you know, you really have to ask yourself, it's this today. What's it going to be in the future? I mean,
I know. Wait. I know. Trans fat. Oh wait, they already did that in New York City. They've already banned trans fat.
Well, I think it might just be, you know, today the complaint is, well, smokers are bad for our health, which I think that, you know, you basically have to be locked in a small room like a car with a person smoking in order to have real negative effects from secondhand smoke. But, you know, whatever. When you're talking about being outside, I don't think you could make a very good argument for health risks, unless you're talking about somebody who has severe asthma or something like that, in which case they have severe asthma, they should probably watch out for somebody smoking.
Right, it's not a health risk. It's just basically arguing that people who don't smoke have a right to not smell it. Is basically
yeah, that's
arguing.
Basically what they're saying.
Which means that what about people with cologne or perfume? Maybe I may not like those scents either.
I have a bigger problem with when I'm trapped, and you don't have to go outside for that stuff. When I was in an office, there was certain, I think there's a process of putting perfume or cologne on where you put it on and then you get used to it and you think, oh, I didn't put it on enough because I don't smell it. So you put more on.
Oh, boy.
And then you get used to it again. I don't smell it. Oh, I need to put more on. And I think that's what's happening because I'm literally, like, my eyes are watering.
And, you don't mean right now.
I'm very
mean
sensitive.
In the past.
Because, yes, no, not right now. Yes, it's Mark's perfume, but So my eyes would be watering, and my nose is itching. I'm incredibly sensitive to it, and it's just so powerful, and just literally gagging me. And they don't have to go outside for that.
No. Do you think that this is okay? Is there somebody out there listening tonight that is in favor of smoking bans like this? 1-800-259-9231, that's the number. Let's go to your thoughts, your calls. You can bring up anything, by the way. Take control of the airwaves. It's Dennis listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hello, Dennis.
How are you tonight?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a question. If I'm not mistaken, President Obama, when he was on the campaign trail, had promised that any bills that came across his desk, if elected, that had earmarks, he would not sign them.
Yeah, I remember something like that.
Well, he just said the same thing at the State of the Union address, and yeah. My understanding, the last bill that just got signed had over 9,000 earmarks in it.
Well, it didn't count because it was all Democrat Congress. Only the Republican earmarks are really the problem. Only the Republicans are a problem with transparency. So he didn't have to follow those rules back when the Senate and the House were all Democrats.
Well, he's a politician, see. He can say what he wants and then break his word, and it's okay. That's what politicians do.
So that's how it works.
Yeah, of course that's how it works.
Americans seem to put up with it.
Yeah, Americans
they put up with it for as long as we've had presidents and politicians.
If you don't like it, you can vote for the other guy next time.
That's right.
And he will tell you that he's not going to vote on any earmarks and then do it still as well.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like you heard any of that on any of the news channels or anything that, it's just...
Oh, the news isn't there to
promise that...
Right, the news isn't there to question the politicians.
I felt the same way. When I heard the State of the Union address, I felt like I was hearing an Obama campaign speech from 2 years ago. And I'm like, well, you've had 2 years, and what you wanted to do was jam down cap and trade and socialize medicine on the American people? Where's the transparency this guy talked about? Where are the, doing away with lobbyists and earmarks that he talked about in the campaign trail?
Where's the peace?
It's clear.
Where's the enemy?
Yeah. where is the troops out of Iraq? I mean, he said he was going to do that. There's still 50,000 troops there. What about closed Guantanamo?
In the morning.
I'm sorry.
It's transparent at 3 in the morning, but you just have to be there with the rest of the Democrats.
Yeah. When they were passing things at 3 a.m.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude.
Appreciate
hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. Of course, as Dale points out, the Republicans do the same thing. And they'll lie to you, too, right to your face. And at least the Democrats will tell you in some cases that they want more government. Republicans will lie about that one all the time. More coming up. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of features there on the site, so enjoy those. And those features include, as I mentioned before, the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Got two brand new additions to the Shrine, and the way it's set up is you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com if you are a lady listener, and you can essentially add your own entry to the Shrine. There is an approval process because we don't want anybody trying to, I don't know, skate out of the validation requirement. The point of that is to prove within the photo or the video that you are a listener to Free Talk Live. And Johnson is somebody that we've worked with for a long time. He's one of our graphic designers and kind of producers for the show. He emails me today or sends me an instant message. What are you doing approving an unvalidated Shriner? We've got two new ladies up there, and Andrea sent in a few pictures. And I said, what are you talking about, unvalidated?
Look
a little closer, dude. And I guess what was going on was he was on his iPhone, so it wasn't like bright enough. He was outside, and he couldn't see that she had. Well, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't ruin the
surprise.
Very
clever.
Yeah, it's a very, very clever
way
to.
It's not lewd.
to validate.
Very clever.
Absolutely. Very, very classy. So you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see her. And also, I think Jamie is in the regular validated section, and Andrea's in the amp section, because the amplifier Shriners get a little more higher billing, I guess you could say, because they not only are they sending us their validated photo, but they also support the show financially, which is pretty cool, too. So shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you giving candy again this year for Valentine's Day? Get creative. That's what shows your loved ones that you care. This year's George's Famous Baklava. You can give that to them. George's Famous Baklava is walnut pastry. It's more than 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Tuesday, February the 8th, and it's coming up really soon, guys. Make sure that you have it in time for Valentine's Day. You can go see George's Famous Baklava and order some at Mandrick.com. It's M-A-N-D-R-I-K. There's no C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com.
So to come back around to this story about New York City expanding the smoking ban, Mark, you remember the first night we were on the air doing Free Talk Live in 2002? What was the issue we talked about?
Yeah, we were talking about the smoking ban in Florida. They were going to get rid of smoking in bars that weren't attached to other buildings or something.
It was all restaurants, I believe.
Restaurants.
They
sold any food at all.
Right. Or it was above a certain percentage of their total sales was food, 15% or something like that. Anyway, so we've been following the smoking bans in this country since the very beginnings, the very first day of this program. And indeed, they have been getting more restrictive. They have been expanding out beyond the original intentions of the program. It's never enough. The control never ends when it comes to the government. And this is a common theme that you'll see when a government program is created. It never sticks to its original goals or its original plan or what it was originally intended to accomplish. It always goes beyond its original goals, because that's what government does. It gets bigger. It expands. It gets more intrusive. It becomes more oppressive. And the bureaucracies want to grow. The individual bureaucrats running the bureaucracies want to expand their purview and the amount of bureaucrats that they have underneath them, and therefore their level of pay, presumably, as well. So there's all kinds of incentives for the government bureaucrats to continue regulating, to continue coming up with new rules. And, of course, they always have their excuses. In this case, well, it's the rights of the non-smokers. We have to protect them. You know, in the parks, when the wind might blow and they might smell something in New York City they disagree with. I mean, there are all kinds of smells in New York City.
Not to mention exhaust fumes. I mean, you're talking about being in a open-air park.
Yeah, so they're banning smoking in city parks, beaches, and pedestrian plazas, and it's only a matter of time before somebody decides to ban smoking, you know, on the sidewalk, and ban all smoking outdoors altogether. I mean, we non-smokers shouldn't even have to see you smokers. This is offensive. It's an offensive habit. I don't care if I can't smell it. I don't care if you're out on your balcony. I don't want to even see it. My children have eyes, you know, and that could influence them. Seeing you smoking like that could make them want to smoke. And if it just saves one life.
So this is the same argument that one could use for candy bars, sugary sodas.
They want to tax those things.
Greasy cheeseburgers. Where does it all end?
It doesn't
end. I guess
it's
where does it all end?
T-shirts.
Yeah. It doesn't end. That's the point. Yeah, and you know, the story here opens up with a quote that I've read a few times. City Hall Park smoker, that's how he's described here, Harvey Forbes, says, "We're outside. We should have the freedom to smoke." Well, yeah, you should, Harvey, but the problem is you're not willing to do anything about it, are you? You and the rest of the smokers, all you and everybody else in general, most Americans, all you're willing to do is bitch about it. Or call your representative. You could disobey in mass and just tell them to go F themselves, screw your smoking law, we're going to stand right here in the park and we're going to smoke our cigarettes, and there's nothing you can do about it. They could do that, and if they did enough, they did it with enough people, they'd be left alone.
If they did it with enough people, they'd be left alone. But then you have to keep a group of 50 people around you at all times, and that doesn't really work in the real world.
If you had the Mark, if you had the mentality of disobedience, the mentality of non-cooperation, then you wouldn't have to have 50 people around you. If you had enough people who had the cojones to just break stupid nonsense regulations and laws like this, then the court system would be loaded up with a bunch of people taking their cases to trial for a cigarette violation. And then they would, you know, they would have to stop enforcing it at that point. Similar to what we've seen here in Keene, where the court system is already loaded up. It's loaded to the gills with people, with victims coming in there. But most of them take plea bargains. However, you and Dale have both found out that when you take a parking ticket, which is a $5 thing, most people are just going to go pay it. That's why it's $5. They want to encourage people to just pay it and be done with it. But you guys took them and you challenged them. You did a not guilty on it, and that means you get a trial over a $5 parking ticket. Well, it turns out the state didn't want to go to trial over the $5 parking ticket, so they threw the charges out before you went to trial. Is that correct?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I cannot say with overwhelming surety what their motives were, but I assume that that's the reason.
Imagine if 10% of the people that get parking tickets, and there are a lot of people that get these parking tickets, imagine if 10% of them said, I'm taking this to trial. They wouldn't have enough time in their court system.
They might start analyzing alternatives to parking meters at that point. They might say, how can we solve parking issues in Keene other than this sort of ridiculous, tedious, corrupt, annoying method of parking meters everywhere that people have to rush out and put money in their meters, you know, when they're in the middle of their haircut, you know.
And they would be doing that without anybody begging a representative or contacting a city council, a councilor, for a change. They would be doing that because people stood up for what they believed in, people who are willing to take some level of risk and stand up for what they believe in. So, yeah, okay, it's true. You shouldn't have to be told that you can't. You shouldn't have to be threatened. You should have the freedom of to smoke in an outdoor location. He's absolutely right. But if you aren't willing to do something to secure your freedoms, then they get taken away. That's what we've seen happen this whole time in this country. People just sitting back and, okay, well, that sucks, but I'll go along with it. Because I'm an American and I'm a law-abiding citizen and I'll just do whatever it is they tell me to, even if I don't like it, all the way into getting on the train cars and going off to my death, because that's what a good citizen will do, what he's told.
I think you're pushing it with the train cars. I mean, we haven't seen anything like that coming down the pipe.
They didn't see that coming down the pipe either, Mark, when they got on the train cars. They just thought they were doing their, what they were supposed to do.
Indeed, the train cars,
once I get to my destination, I'm going to write my representative.
The first thing that happened with the Jews is first they were not allowed to have businesses, and then they were moved to ghetto areas, and then they were relocated to work camps. And you're absolutely right. They didn't know they were going to their death.
No, and these people are doing the same thing. It's just they're slowly allowing themselves to be enslaved more and more and more. Go complain. You got freedom of speech. You can complain all you want about it. They don't care. They'll just keep making regulations as long as you're willing to follow them. So when will you stop? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control, bring up anything, Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. And enough time for your call and your thoughts. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site totally free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And for as little as $3 a month, you can help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Get access to the perks as well. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, the fun, your thoughts. Bill is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Well, hey, I haven't talked to you guys in a long while. I'm glad to have you Monday through Friday.
Indeed, sir. We're glad to be there. And you know, if you get a chance, call program director there at WXNT, Scott Roddy, and tell him thank you.
I will try to do that. You asked a question. When are the people going to start disobeying? I don't think until they run out of money or food. I think we're just going to keep going along, kick the can down the road.
I think you're probably pretty close to right. Revolutions generally don't occur with people with full stomachs.
Someday we'll have an Egypt, but it'll take 50 to 100 years. Whenever the country,
why,
I don't
do you think,
know. time factor. I mean, you know, I could be wrong on that. It could be 20. You know, some people debate it could be, they keep saying 2012. I doubt that, but you know what I'm saying?
That's what food stamps are for. So people won't revolt. They'll just accept the status quo.
When the food stamps and the unemployment checks don't hit the mailbox, that's when it starts to happen.
Yep. Well, and that's why the fiat currency is there, right? So they can just keep printing the unemployment checks and just keep incrementing the money supply. And of course, that doesn't work forever.
Just keep poor people at subsistence level, and as many people as you can keep working for the machine as possible, and just keep that going, keep that cycle going as long as you can, and milk as much productivity out of people as you can, exploit them as far as you can, and.
I tend to agree with you, Bill, that I don't know. I think that it's probably going to be a little while before anything significant changes on a wide scale in the U.S. However, people didn't really see the fall of the Soviet Union coming. So
yeah,
you never really know. And
it could happen some Sunday morning, and they just wipe out your bank account and confiscate it all, and then where are you at then?
Oh, man.
Yeah, all this may sound very conspiratorial, but during the 30s, Roosevelt confiscated all the gold in America. So, these things have happened right here in the United States.
Sure,
weird
it can happen
stuff.
Again.
Hey, you guys have a good night, and you
Bill,
keep
you
up the
too.
Good work.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
And it seems so strange, the United States being the world's superpower, to be talking about its inevitable demise. But, hey, every empire that's ever existed has failed. Every single one of them has failed. The British Empire failed recently.
This ain't an empire, it's a republic.
How's it a republic?
Republic, a constitution.
Yeah, it's a republic because you're a Republican?
No, a constitution is it. It's a republic.
Right. It says that right
it's
on the top of the
government.
Paper. So what makes it a republic?
You elect representatives.
Right, you elect representatives that don't represent you. Do your representatives vote
you don't
for the
like
things
it,
that
you can
believe?
Run for office.
What's that?
If you don't like it, you can run for
I
office.
I don't like
huh?
it.
Well, we'll run for office.
Well, then I guess that everything must be perfect then, right?
Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's just
go back
fine.
To sleep.
How about all the people that that this republic is running over, around the world?
You got to break a few eggs,
McDonald's. Yeah, you certainly do.
I like playing the status sometimes.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, there was the guy a while back, that caller was saying, well, it's a republic, and I never did quite get what he was trying to, the point he was trying to make.
Basically,
about that.
What it means is.
Oh, I know what it
means.
It's
a republic.
I know what it's supposed to mean. But.
Because the Democrats call it a democracy.
No, the Republicans call it a democracy, too, sometimes.
But you see, that's the thing. They just want to call it a republic because they're Republicans.
Yeah.
But why is that such a great thing? Like, isn't the whole notion of, even if, they say it because it sounds good, right?
Best
say
country in the world. That's
to say it's
great.
A democracy, it sounds great. Like, well, we're not a tyranny like these mm-hmm. other countries. We're a democracy. And, like, all the time you hear about minorities getting exploited. And historically,
yeah.
It's been horrible tragedies because of it.
Ask the American Indians what they think about our democracy.
What about, and look at the civil rights movement where minorities had to fight so hard for their rights. And where the whole point of democracy is majorities exploiting minorities. Mm. So why would you not expect that out of a democracy? Why would you not expect, if you're in some kind of minority, and a lot of people are, right, in different subsets of minorities at one time or another, maybe you're a subset, maybe you're in the smoking minority, or maybe you're in a certain racial
minority.
Maybe you're in a racial minority. Maybe you're in a sexual orientation minority. Maybe you're in a religious minority. And at one time or another, you were having other people's views imposed on you. And how did they do that? Well, they were able to rally up enough numbers to violently impose their views on you through democracy. So why are they so excited about the whole notion of it's a democracy, and they say that as if it's this wonderful thing about America?
Well, it's probably the excitement.
And then the Republicans, but they'll point out, no, it's not a democracy, it's a republic.
Right,
now
they want to call it republic.
Until they need the buzzword democracy.
Because they want to define democracy as narrowly as they can define it. Because I agree that a direct democracy means that everybody votes on everything at all times. But what does a republic mean? There's really no good definition. One other republic has, the republic republics existed in
California. Greece. Still has ballot initiatives.
Greece, Rome, these were republics. What's that have to do with? Their form of government was not the same. You cannot parallel their form of government to ours. So you really can't say that this is a republic any more than the People's Republic of China is a republic. Republic doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It means by the people or of the people. Well, gosh
darn, what a double flip. Who doesn't know that? All governments are of the people, because if the people rise up and kill the dictator or the king, the government is of them. Duh, all governments are of the people. This isn't a republic any more than anything else is a republic.
Well, the whole of the people thing is just PR, right? I mean, it's not of the people. It's of the elites and the oligarchs.
That is because they said it is. They said it's because it's of the people.
Well, that's just it. It's all about getting people to believe a story. Oh, well, this isn't like the Chinese Republic. This is the American Republic because we're the best country in the world, and you want to have our kind of republic because this is the best republic because this is the best country. Just keep saying the same thing over and over again and you know, brainwash people into thinking that, well, it's okay what the violence happens here because it's the people that have chosen this.
Yeah, because we got due process, Ian.
It's the tyranny of the majority. As long as the majority of people say that you can't smoke in public, or the majority of people say you can't have a windmill in your yard, or the majority of people say you can't wear your pants down around your butt, or the majority of people say that you can't contract to live with the person you want to live with, or the majority of the people say that you've got to pay for public schools, as long as the majority says it, it must be okay, because crowds have wisdom. Oh, come on.
Nonsense.
Crowds lynched people for being witches.
It's just, there's so many instances in history where we acknowledge now that the majority was massively and horribly wrong.
Yes.
But why aren't we acknowledging it? Look, we have precedent for that. Why aren't we acknowledging it now in terms of how we decide how we're going to interact with each other? That, look, maybe that's not a good way to figure out right and wrong. That the majority believes in a certain thing, and that's how we find out right from wrong. Really?
Hey, if you don't like it, you just got to spread your ideas and make them the majority.
Then
you can control folks.
I would agree that is the practical application of how you have to do things. But does that make it right?
No.
There's nothing to say to that. It's not about what's right or wrong. It's about what you've got to do in order to get what's right made to happen or made work in this United States. And the system is designed, I don't care what you want to do, good, bad, or indifferent, it is designed to be ponderously slow and difficult to change. That's why they call it a bureaucracy.
Well, yeah, the thing is, if you want to... Wow, you lost me for a second there. At the foundation of the notion of rejecting violence, the reason why I reject violence, and part of that is there's a humility in it, and that you have to acknowledge that I may not be right. You know, I want to have an open discussion with people. Let's talk this stuff out. I'm not going to impose my views on you with violence because I will not presume to be so right that I'm just going to force my views on you.
In addition, if your views are so valid and so great, then you shouldn't have to force them on anybody. Then you should be able to persuade folks. You know, if you want to...
Yeah. Right. This is truly the acid test of a good idea. If it's a good idea to educate everybody, then you should be able to do it in a free market. If it's a good idea...
Without force.
If you can convince a majority... If you've got enough persuasive ability to convince a majority of people to vote to violently fund something, you've got enough potential to motivate that many people to contribute toward it.
But they see that as being more difficult. The people that support the system...
It's got to be more difficult. As I understand it, it is 10 times easier for a lobbyist to get a law passed. It's 10 times more profitable for a lobbyist to get a law passed than trying to do something in the free market. So that's why we have a government of the lawyers by the lobbyists, and all the rest of us are controlled by them.
It's short-circuiting the process of coming up with a good idea and then persuading people to jump on board with it.
And vetting it out in the market.
We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back. And don't forget, you can join Dale during his show on Sundays and get the details over at flamingfreedom.com about that. Free Talk Live returns tomorrow night for our live Saturday show, so join us then, and maybe we'll actually get to talk about national service this week. I'm still holding on to that one because it is crazy what they're advocating. We'll talk to you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Tom.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.